Roland's Last Battle. The Saracens came on, feeling sure of victory because of their great numbers. But the soldiers led by Roland and Oliver fought so bravely that at last the enemy fled. Then Roland went over the battlefield, mourning for the many noble knights who had fallen in that fierce battle. Suddenly, he heard the sound of trumpets again, and he knew that another army of the enemy was coming against them. "Oliver," he said, "surely Ganelon planned this attack. He wishes to have us killed. We cannot now hope for victory, but let us die bravely." On came the Saracens, but when they attacked Roland's army, they were driven back again and again. At last, so many Saracens had fallen that those who were left fled from the field. In these two battles, many of the guard had been killed. Roland wept for the brave soldiers who would never again follow him to battle, and Oliver cried, "Oh, if King Charles had only been here!" Then, for the third time, trumpets rang out, and over the mountains came another great Saracen army. Once again, Roland's weary soldiers got ready for battle. Four times they drove back the enemy, but at last they could do no more. One by one, the knights had fallen until only a few were left. Roland looked around at the brave men fighting against such great numbers, and he thought that perhaps even yet some of them could be saved. So he raised his horn to his lips and blew with all his strength.